This is First Date Stories, the podcast, the show where women in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond talk all about the first dates they've been on. From the wildly successful to the completely disastrous and everything in between. Here's your host, Jody Klein, founder of FirstDateStories.com. Welcome. My guest this episode is Laura. She spent many years putting career ahead of dating. But when she reached her 40s, she decided she wanted to be in a serious relationship. So she took a very deliberate, project-like approach that you'll hear her describe. Laura got online and she dated multiple men simultaneously. Dating is a numbers game, after all. Find out what happened when Laura and Ivan connected first through OkCupid and then again, unintentionally, through Match.com 1 year later. Here's Laura's first date story. Hello, Laura. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. It's terrific that you're here.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about a first date that you went on. I want to first hear about you, though. Please tell me and tell the listeners a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 46. I'm a PhD student. I'm married, and I've spent the last 15 years working as a spiritual counselor.
You have been doing a lot of significant work in these recent years, but in the midst of all that, you found time to do some dating.
I did. I made it a project to do some dating.
Tell me more about how you came about creating and kind of carrying out this project.
Well, I was at a time in my life where I really wanted to meet someone and become involved in a serious relationship. And so I read several dating books and followed some of their suggestions. And in the process, I committed myself to becoming more involved in new groups and meeting new friends, as well as online dating and making space and time for that in my life and opening up that doorway, that window of what I wanted, at least in my time and in my effort before it came about in my life.
Looking back, do you see how you evolved as a person during that time?
Very much so. When I started, I had to face whatever fears or limitations or blocks I had to meeting someone or dating, and also to making time and space for that in my life. But as I went on, and especially online dating in a way that was very kind of relaxed and free and open to meeting a lot of people, I had to learn to not take things personally and just to let things be and let them flow. And it definitely made me more confident and relaxed throughout the process.
Tell me how you met Ivan.
I met Ivan on OkCupid.
Did he start the chatting or did you start?
I did.
What about him, I don't know, sparked your interest?
When I was online dating, often the profiles weren't that interesting, or the people didn't seem very thoughtful to me. And he was one of the people that when I read his profile, he put a lot of time and effort into it and clearly was intelligent and reflective about life. And he just sounded like an interesting person.
That's a lot to get from a profile. So you contacted him, then what happened?
Then, and with anybody that I met online, I always wanted to talk on the phone before I met them in person just to get more of a feel for who they were and how we connected just verbally and as people. And we had a really nice conversation. And then we decided to meet in person.
How were you feeling before the date?
I was looking forward to it. At the time, I was dating quite a few people because that was one of the suggestions I got out of one of the many dating books I read, was to date multiple people at the same time. And as hard and as difficult as that was, it was a very helpful suggestion to me because, again, it made me not take one person too seriously as I was getting to know them and just let the situation be more relaxed. And so I was looking forward to our date, but I didn't invest a lot of my energy in imagining what it would be. I just knew he was a nice guy and I enjoyed talking to them and I was looking forward to meeting him.
Where'd you meet him then?
I met him at a restaurant.
When you arrived, did you spot him right away? And did he look like his photos?
He looked a bit older than his photo. And afterwards, I found out, you know, that he just didn't have that many photos. And so that was part of it. But he looked close enough to his photo, but he was definitely about 5 years older than the picture.
Oh, okay.
Just a little grayer around the edges.
I see. Did you call him out on that or no?
Not on the first date, no. I mean, later on we talked about it.
Got it. Take me through the date.
It was really simple. We had drinks and dinner and sat and talked and got to know each other a bit better and really enjoyed talking with each other, which is nice because many times I'd been on dates where that didn't happen, where it was kind of this awkward process. But this time we had a really nice conversation and just enjoyed each other's company and learned about where we came from.
How did the date end?
At the end of the date, he walked me to my car. And that was it.
So it was a pretty straightforward, very nice first date.
Yes.
Sounds like. So tell me, did he contact you after the date?
He did. But it was about a day later, I got a text. And then 2 days later, he called me and we set up a second date.
How long did the two of you go out together?
There was not even a second date. We planned the second date for a week and a half later to go to a street festival, kind of a market fair street festival. And then in between that time, he found out he had to do some work. And so he had to cancel our second date. It was very much in a place of not taking things personally. You know, I was like, all right, he's busy. I will make no story in my head about what that's about, but just continue on and date other people, go to this festival. So I went to the festival without him and met someone else.
Good for you that you just went out and lived your life and did what you planned. And my goodness, you met somebody else.
Yes. That very day, someone else came up to me at the festival and started talking to me and we hit it off really well. And then I started dating him.
So no more Ivan.
No more Ivan. And so when Ivan called me back after the festival to set up our next date, I told him that I'd met someone else at the festival that we were supposed to go to and that I wasn't interested in dating him anymore. So that was that.
Goodbye, Ivan. Hello, someone else.
Yes.
So how long did you date this other guy?
We ended up dating for about 3.5 months. And his name was Steven. And we enjoyed each other's company. But it was one of those situations where we sort of hit it off really well at first, and then it began to fade.
After Steven and you had broken up or stopped seeing each other, sometimes mm-hmm. relationships just, you know,
it faded.
Fade, as you said. Did you think about Ivan again?
I did not. Again, I was in a place where I was meeting many new people and going on dates and having fun and trying to be lighthearted about the whole process. And I'd had other people in this process of dating people online flake out on me. So I just moved on.
He was just another one of those guys in mm-hmm. in the sea of men, it sounds like you were wading through sort
yes,
of
very
at
much.
The time. So you got back in your boat and you just went sailing forward on the sea. Then what happened?
A year later, I was sitting at work and I was at my desk and kind of flipping through my email. And at the time I was on Match.com now. And I got an email from Match.com that had a list of people they suggested I should look at. So I flipped open this email.
As one does.
Yes. And so I was looking through these people, just kind of flicking through the people they suggested. And this guy came up and I was reading his profile and looking at his pictures. And I thought, oh, he looks like somebody who's fun. Nice profile, nothing bad or extraordinary either way. And I clicked save on it or favorite because I thought, well, you know, I'm probably going to go back on Match.com at some point and I'll look this guy up. And that was that. And then about 20 minutes later, I received a text. And the text said, thanks for favoriting my profile. And I had no idea who the text was from. So it didn't take very long to connect to that. It must have had something to do with what I had just done. But on the email, it had 20 different profiles. So I had no idea who was who, and I didn't recognize any of the people in those profiles.
So what'd you do?
So I texted him back and asked who it was. And in text communication, he laughed, and he just said, oh, this is Ivan, and, you know, we haven't talked, and I'd love to meet up with you. And so we started texting and talking and started again from there a year later after our first date.
after your first date, you, I guess, clicked on his photo, but you didn't recognize his photo?
Not at all. The first profile I had read on OkCupid, as I mentioned, his picture wasn't quite how he looked. It wasn't so off, but it was definitely younger than him. And his profile was very long and kind of written in this prose style that described his life. And then his Match.com profile was kind of the opposite. It had new pictures, and all the pictures were him sailing, which I didn't know that he did. And I guess looked more like him now, but because a year had gone by and I hadn't really thought about this person at all, I didn't even recognize him. And his profile was much shorter and sort of fun and lighthearted and to the point. They weren't very similar.
He recreated his approach to marketing, who he is.
He totally did. And he would say that if you talked, and I did talk to him about it. He said, you know, I wasn't attracting very many people with my first profile. And so when I got on Match.com, I sort of repackaged myself and asked for some help from some girlfriends and put it together in a different way.
And yet you responded to both approaches, didn't you?
I did. And for different reasons. The first one, because I thought this sounded like a very interesting smart person. The second one, because he looked like a fun person. And they were both him.
That means, I guess, you went on a second first date.
We did. So because it had been almost a year, we decided we were going to go to the same place as our first date for our second first date.
You were going to get to know each other again, starting at the same place physically, but at a different place in life. You each were a year older.
For both of us, I think we thought it was sort of poetic to go to the same place as we had the first time around. And for this next time, the next first time, we tried it again. And then the story gets a little bit sillier. So for our second first date, I was supposed to meet him at this bar restaurant. And then I locked my keys in my car and I couldn't get there.
No way.
And so I had to go. I was living in an apartment at the time. And so I had to go find the apartment manager to get me into my apartment to get my spare keys to my car. And I couldn't find him. And so, and my cell phone was in my car. So I finally did get the extra keys and got in my car and got my cell phone and texted him right away. But by this time, I was going to be an hour late. And he was already there waiting for me.
He was still waiting for you.
Yeah. And he waited for me. He waited for an hour. And he said at first he thought maybe I was playing some strange trick on him, but I wasn't. It was such a random occurrence. And so then we met up and we had our second first date. And it was fun. We had a great time.
When you eventually showed up, how were you feeling given everything that had happened before you got there?
I was definitely rushed and a bit stressed. And I felt bad because I really didn't want to leave him sitting there. And it was such a weird thing for me to lock my keys in my car and have to go through all that. But I'm glad I made it. And I'm glad he waited. And we had a great time.
That's outstanding. How did the date end?
So this time we sat and talked again. And both appreciated, perhaps even more than the first time, how easy it was for us to talk to each other and to have really good conversation. And so we chatted and flirted. And at the end of the date, he walked me to my car. But this time he kissed me goodnight.
Do you have memories of that kiss?
I do. It was a wonderful kiss.
After the kiss, how are you feeling?
I was feeling good. You know, I still had the same mentality that I had throughout this process of, well, let's just see what happens and leave it open and not get caught in my mind or get caught in planning or imagining something. But I really enjoyed the date and I enjoyed him. And he called me the next day and wanted to get together again. And then we started dating from there.
No work obligation got in between you and he going out on your second date?
No. And I think he probably kind of learned from the first time around that he needed to be a little more proactive and get on that.
What eventually happened with you and Ivan?
So after that second first date, we kept dating and spending time together and getting to know each other better and eventually moved in together and eventually got married.
Yay! So after all of this that you went through with Ivan, what did you learn?
I was very glad for the advice I'd read and received from people, as I've been saying, to kind of relax around the whole dating thing and just let it flow more and let it flow in and let it flow out. Throughout that whole time, from the first time we went on a date to the second first date, I didn't get caught up in imagining or just trying to make something that wasn't there, either make up a story about what went wrong or make up a story what could have gone right. And that was nice. But also in that time, we had grown. We had matured as people. And I think we could see each other better when we met again and appreciate that, because we both had a year of dating in there and wanting that, but having it not come about.
You've shared a lot of rich takeaways during our conversation. Is there any additional advice you have to share with our listeners?
I think the one piece of advice I would say is don't necessarily judge the book by its cover. He's an attractive man, but we weren't each other's types. I think that's part of what was the disconnect a little bit at the beginning. You know, I wasn't really his typical type, and he wasn't really my typical type. But we found each other attractive. It just kind of didn't have that click of, oh, that's what I'm looking for. And what we really appreciated, and even more so when we met again, is, oh, but you're the kind of person I'm looking for. And you're attractive, but you're the kind of person I'm looking for. And you have the character and the qualities that I'm looking for, and the values and the goals in life. Because I also feel like the older I've gotten, the more important it has been to share the same values and sort of the same vision of where you want your life to go. I've also seen my friends get married and divorced over time, and some of the conflicts that have come up for them around getting older with someone and then saying, oh, but I want to be here, or I want to have kids, or I want to do this. And we found that our values and what we wanted out of our lives really matched up well.
And that is essential if you're going to go through life with someone, as you've said.
It is. It's just not something I would have put at the top of the list when I was younger. And how much are both of us dedicated to not only making our marriage work, but just, and our relationship work, but just dedicated to growth, because it goes up and down. And we have a great relationship, and I love him very much, but it's still an effort to go and move forward and work on life together.
Thank you for sharing the story of your first date and your second first date with Ivan.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you have your own take on this story, head on over to firstdatestories.com and leave a comment. While you're there, check out the articles about celebrating singledom and dating in midlife. First Date Stories provides inspiration, camaraderie, and support for single, divorced, and widowed women in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. While you're on the website, you can also tell us about a memorable first date that you've been on by popping on over to the share section of our site. We are always up for a good story, and we may invite you to be a guest on a future show. We also have a bi-weekly newsletter. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, you'll find us at iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. And now for a quick run through of the legalese. This podcast is for general information and entertainment purposes only and is not intended as professional advice for our listeners. We suggest that you always consult with your own personal coaches and advisors. First Date Stories does not recommend or endorse or object to the views or topics expressed on this podcast. Also, the names of the guests are changed for privacy purposes. This podcast is produced and edited by Kim Poletti and Lisa Gray of Sound Mind Productions and is brought to you by Espoir Ventures. First Date Stories is here to help you be your best you, to cheer you on, and to keep you going on first dates, because beyond your next first date may be the long-term love you're seeking.